This first prayer request is for Sister Judy. I say Timms, but she has a new last name.
Yeager.
I forgot what that was.
Yeah. She's having surgery, open heart surgery this morning.
I see. So she had a heart attack, and she was medified to the Oklahoma City to the hospital.
Had a stent put in Friday evening, I believe, and then they discovered that she, and the right side, they call the widowmaker. She had had that as well. That's what they're doing surgery today on.
Okay. So we want to remember her. And then we want to pray for the family of Scott Finley, pastor at Gribble Springs Baptist Church, who had a stroke, and he's in ICU. And the next prayer request is for the family of Pat Martin, who went to her final resting place this past Saturday. And then Eva asked us to pray for her aunt, Norma Jean, who's at the hospital having some tests right now. And that's Monica's mom, Eva Fleming, asked us to pray for her aunt.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, Lord, we lift Rich and Judy to you this morning. Father, we just praise you, God, for your sovereignty in all of these situations, for all of these folks that we're praying for. God, you're in control. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof. Lord, you ain't scratching your head. And God, you know what we have need of before we even ask. Lord, we trust in you for who you are. We give you praise that you are the great healer, Lord, that you are sovereign in all your ways, Lord. Father God, we pray for comfort, for Rich, Lord, for wisdom, for those doctors. God, we pray that everyone in that situation, the doctors, the nurses, everyone there, the janitors even, Lord, the people who are around this situation, God, would be touched with the glory of your kingdom, with your mercy and grace, be drawn to you. Be a lightning strike. Let it be a lightning strike of your kingdom and your goodness in that place, in that hospital, Father. Thank you for her healing and recovery, God. Father, we lift Scott Finley to you this morning, Lord. God, we speak over his body to come into line with your perfect will, God. We come against the stroke and all of its effects that it could have on that body, and we just say that he's going to be whole and well. We give you praise and honor and glory because that's who you are and that's what you do. Lord, we pray for the family of Pat Martin, God, as she is passed on to be with you, God. We thank you, Lord, that she is with you, celebrating in the kingdom and joining in on that never-ending time of worship and praise to who you are. Father, we pray for comfort to her family. Pray that you would cause your people to surround her, to surround them, Lord, in their time of need. God, we thank you that your word, we praise you that your word declares that you're close to those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Thank you for moving and working in this situation, Father. And this was Norma?
Norma Jean.
Okay, Norma Jean. Lord, we just pray for Norma Jean this morning, God, as she goes for these tests, Lord. God, we just pray that the results of these tests would just come out to defy all logic, Lord. Let health reside on her. Let her be blessed in her walk with you. Draw her closer to you, Father God. Lord, we give you praise and honor that you are in control of the situation. In all of these situations, God, it's our heart's desire, as you said in your word, for us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Let the heavenly power of our King invade every one of these situations. Let it be a glorious testimony to the greatness of who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And then Marisa asks, she's needing unspoken prayers.
Okay.
And then I have an unspoken prayer request for a young man in Oklahoma City named Osmani.
Okay. So, Lord, Marisa and Osmani, Father, I don't know what their situation is, but you do. Lord, whatever it is, God, we know that you are the King of Kings, that you are the wonderful, the Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Lord, we pray for an injection of that dynamic power of the kingdom in their situation. Lord, knowing and praising you that it's going to be okay, God, that that whatever it is that they're going through, walking through, or facing today is nowhere near as big as the great I Am. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father, for your power at work in those situations, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Casey Elliott with Prophetic Voice Ministries has services on Sunday morning at 9:30. That's Sunday school, church at 11, church again at 6. Then they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday night at 7, and they have Bible study on Thursday night at 7. Their address is 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, 321 North Main, is one of our sponsors, and we so appreciate them. They've given us this room to use, which is perfect for our needs, and we just appreciate them. Continue to keep Les in your prayers as he's working through the loss of Donna. The Refuge Church, which is non-denominational and pastored by powerhouse Tammy Bailey, we just appreciate her. She comes in here once a month usually. But in Sayre, from the stop traffic light downtown in Sayre, it's 3 miles west on 152. Now, it's inside a barn, so you may see it unsuspecting when you get there, but they have a very nice little worship center inside. Sunday school's at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, evening Bible studies at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and on Wednesday they have youth group at 7. If you need to call Tammy to ask any questions, her number is 580-729-0956. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what-ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need. Let us pray.
Okay. We're not ready to have the outro. We're ready to hear the rest of this great message that
As
you're bringing
Paul,
us today.
Paul Harvey says, the rest of the,
story. The rest of the story. That's right.
We'll see if we can get through here anyway. So we've been talking about these five names of Jesus in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, that famous Christmas passage. And how that's been injected into our lives when we receive him as Christ, as our Savior, and this treasure in earthen vessels. And so how do we get those things, those dynamics? How do we begin to get those moving in our life? You know, one of the dynamics of the church, again, I'm not bashing anybody's church. I'm saying the church globally, that's me, that's all of us. One of the dynamics we talked about, that the church is full of good dynamics and some that are not so good dynamics. But one thing that the church has kind of been really good at is getting people through the door to meeting this Jesus, but leaving them there. You know, Jesus was huge, and in the Great Commission, he didn't give us just a commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gave us the great commission. Yeah, so in our commission, we're supposed to go forth and make disciples of the people, not get them through the door and leave them there, and while we go off and visit with our friends. You ever go to a party and someone meets you at the door and you're visiting along and you can just tell they're really not even focused on you. You know, they're thinking mm-hmm. about other things. And pretty soon they just disappear and you're like, you don't know anybody here. You ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
that's what we have done as the church to so many people. Hey, here's the door. good to see you, and we're gone. Uh-huh. You know, we're to disciple them, and that means that we're to encourage, to we're to be those dynamics of Christ in others' lives. We're to be that one who will intercede because He is in us. We can do that. It's not us. It's Him. It's the dynamic of the King.
We could just think about having a newborn baby and then not ever nurturing them, not giving them any milk, not getting them to the cereal stage, not get them, not teach them anything. That's what we do with so many Christian people or people we get through the door.
Yeah, and you know, now, I don't mean this in a negative way, but it kind of goes to the point. We see a lot of our youth today that it's obvious that they, you know, I'll have people complain about kids being this way or that way. My response is always, and Lord, I need to fix this even too, but my response is always, you know, it's not a kid problem. Uh-huh. It's a parent problem.
Absolutely.
It's a parenting problem. Uh-huh. So in the church today, it's the same thing. It's a leadership deal. I mean, it's not even a leadership deal. It's just the mature Christians around the world. You know, if we're mature Christians, then we ought to have this dynamic working in our relationships with mm-hmm. others. Not just leave them at the door, but let's help them go on. And 99% of Christians I know are good at that. Mm-hmm. They all have good hearts. Everyone I know does. But it has been an epidemic because I see so many church people that have never gone beyond the door of salvation, and sometimes that is on them. Sometimes we as people just choose not to grow anymore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is. But for those who have gone on past it, hey, I mean, we ought to turn around and let these dynamics go to work. Just be the things that Christ is, you know, to us for those who have come through the door. Because He's in us, we can do that. You know, He is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lives within us. That is another dynamic. By the way, this list of dynamics is this, it's not even scratching the surface. The dynamics of the kingdom are endless. It's mm-hmm. unsearchable. Everything that God is to us, we've been given. And, you know, so how do we get these things moving? How do we get them active in our life? So as I said right before the break, we have been surrounded by the wall of salvation. And in the wall, a walled city is protected, right? It is. And in another place, the Lord said in Zechariah 2:5, there it is. I guess I should have put my glasses on. Zechariah 2:5, he said, I will be a wall around it, a wall of fire around the city. Our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews says. He's a mm-hmm. consuming fire. I've seen that used in such terrible ways so many times. Here's the truth. The gates are the weak link, and mm-hmm. the gates are our responsibility. Mm-hmm. The gates of the city are our responsibility. God is the wall of salvation around us. And He says this in Isaiah 60:18. I'll get to this fire thing in just a minute. Your wall shall be called salvation, but your gates shall be called praise. Mm-hmm. The gates of praise repel the enemy. The wall of salvation is what God does for us, but the gates of praise are what we do for Him. That's on us. It's our responsibility. We play a role in that. And, you know, many people experience continual, ongoing spiritual battles in their lives brought on by compromise or whatever it may be. It's like we were talking earlier. Everything that's not of God, where it abounds, God does much more abound. It's part of that wall of fire thing, but it dislocates us when we compromise, when we don't agree, this gates of praise thing, that the final thing that I would have to say in that is this, that a life lived without praise is a life lived in rejection to the sovereignty of God. Mm-hmm. When we compromise life, when we speak things that aren't praise to God, we are allowing things to come and go through the gates of our city. When we are not speaking the praises of His sovereignty and His power in the midst of our situation, we're not releasing those dynamics of the King through our praise, then we're allowing things to come and go. Now, here's the good thing about the wall of fire in God's salvation. When we allow something to come in that is not of Him, that is not of God, it gets burned by the walls of fire around us. He's a good father. He's gonna root it out. I don't know about you, but you ever had something burned off of you, you know? Or now, listen, if you didn't have any, God doesn't use any local anesthesia or any kind of numbing. He just goes ahead and goes. but he's a good father. So this wall of salvation is always going to protect you. But how much pain do you want to be in? How much stuff do you want to let come through the gate? He said that your gate should be called praise. That is our responsibility. Things happen inside of a walled city. There's a strength around us. We shouldn't have to be, you know, you ever catch yourself thinking about being so devil conscious or about everything that is against you? Well, that's the enemy. I'm thinking about this problem, that problem, and what can I do here? I can't do nothing about that. I'm stressed here. I'm stressed there. We should not be a people who is conscious of what the enemy is doing to us. I'm not talking about living in denial of your problems. I'm talking about being conscious of the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
The word declares this, that God is enthroned on the praises of His people. That picture that we talked about that John seen when he was on the Isle of Patmos, he saw God enthroned. He saw all the heavenly hosts worshiping, continuous, on and on and on, never ending, never stops. And the glory of God was there. And by the way, this Jesus that John knew on the earth, John didn't look like he used to. He wasn't that meek, mild-mannered, poor-looking fella, you know. He was clothed with a royal robe of white and a gold sash, with eyes of fire and hair of wool and feet of brass, and a sharp two-edged sword went out of his mouth. He was not the same guy. John saw him in his glory. He saw the true dynamic king walking in before him. That is the King of Kings that we should be speaking and portraying through our words with the gates of praise. In that book of Revelation, in Revelation 21, there's a picture painted of heaven, you know, of this new city, this new Jerusalem. Also, I want you to get this. This is also a picture of our lives when we have received Christ. We have received the tree of life, the river of living water, the throne, God being enthroned on our life. This whole picture, there it's explained. There's walls around the city. All right? There's these great walls. This is that picture out of Isaiah 60, translated into Revelation 21, that your walls shall be called salvation, and your gates shall be praise. This is the walled city of God, is where we live. It's where we exist. It is a place we're going to, but it's also a place that we have now. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Around these walls were 12 gates. Now, it says that these gates were made of pearl. They weren't like laid with pearls. It wasn't a wrought iron gate laid with pearls. It was a pearl, a huge pearl, 12 huge pearls that were a gate to the city. They were a gate to the city. Your gate shall be called praise. Your gate shall be called praise. We are so conscious of all the negative things going on in our lives, in the world around us, with our government, with our Senate, with the House, with our president, with our governors, with the war in Russia, with fuel prices, with this, with that, with the crazy world that we live in, that we speak about it, 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 and we beg God, we beg God, we beg God. Listen, where we're going, we ain't gonna get there. But where we'll be next time is in this Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Listen, we speak those things. We speak and speak and talk and complain and murmur about this and about that. When we ought to be We ought to be speaking the sovereignty of God, the praises of who He is, releasing the dynamic power of the kingdom over all of it. We speak the things that are negative, allowing them to come and go in and out of our gates instead of allowing. Because when we speak praise, it repels the enemy. When we give thanks, it repels the enemy, but it allows our God to move in and out of those gates of our life. And a good picture of this is when Paul recognized the Lord spoke to him about food, you know, and he said that everything is good if you give thanks for it. In the giving of thanks, things become consecrated. He even went on and he talked about this. He said that if you see your neighbor, now I'm paraphrasing, but he said if you see your neighbor sacrificing food to some demon, and he wants you to eat that to defile you, and he knows that you know what he's done, don't eat it. But if he doesn't know that you know what he's done, go eat it. It can't hurt you. If you give thanks for it, I'll sanctify it. Because if you know that, if he knows that you know, what it's going to do is be a problem for him. It's not going to hurt you. If you give thanks, God is saying that everything you give thanks for, everything you speak praise to me in, becomes sanctified. What is just like in the story of Joseph, what the enemy has meant for your harm, I will turn for your good if you will use the gates of praise. So we're back to these 12 pearls that are gates on the wall. Now, a pearl, you know how a pearl is made. A pearl is formed inside of a clam. It is formed because there is an irritant in there. There's a grain of sand, something that irritates it. And what happens is this beautiful, one of the most precious stones on the planet is formed from that irritation, from that problem, from that issue. Our praise, it's awesome to praise God, and it's easy to praise God when you got a $1,500 check you wasn't expecting. You got a promotion at work, something good. Those things are easy. But where are you at when your world's upside down? Where are you at when you're having marital problems? Where are you at when your best friend turns her back on you? Where are you at when you can't pay your bills? Where are you at when the world... The world is in total chaos as it is today. Are we complaining and murmuring? Because when we do that, we're keeping those noodles on the shelf. You see what I'm saying? We're not taking them out and getting them in the pot. But when we are speaking the praises of God in the midst of our irritations, when we're giving Him power and glory and honor, just like this is going on in the realm of heaven, when that thing echoes, that realm of heaven begins to echo in our life through these gates of our mouths, things begin to change. The dynamite power of God begins to go to work. God is at home in our praise. That is where He is enthroned. When we speak the praises of who He is into the air of our situation, the impact and power of the kingdom goes to work. But when we speak in agreement with the crap that's going on in the world, the power of the crap begins to take over our lives. It's the way it works. So these great pearls are the gates of praise. We ought to be praising God in the midst of the worst, darkest situations of our life. If we have trusted Him enough that we have received Him as Savior to give Him our lives, like I said in the beginning, we ought to trust that He's sovereign. I mean, surely He is who He says He is, or what are you doing giving Him your life? I mean, are you a fool? Yeah, a fool for Jesus. That brings us to the Thessalonians 5:16. And I tell you what, I think next time we'll pick it up there with the Thessalonians 5:16. But my encouragement and word going into that, so you'll just have to wait a month. You have to tune back in and get in this. Or, you know, I guess you'd come visit us, because I think my people think I'm going to preach on it till Jesus comes back.
Well, we do have a couple openings next week.
Well, we'll see what we got. We may do that. But my encouragement to get the dynamic power of the King moving in your life. When you get the, you get a letter in the mail that you're, you know, a month behind in, on your car payment, as if we didn't already know they're going to send us a letter. Instead of letting that consume you, begin to praise God. Father, I praise you for your sovereignty in this, Lord. You, God, said that you would provide for me according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, I praise you that you're directing my steps to get to that money, Lord. And then get up and do the things you're supposed to do and continue to praise him. Praise is a powerful, dynamic tool of the kingdom of God, and it changes everything in our path. Thanksgiving, praise, and rejoicing always. In that Thessalonians, Paul said this, rejoice always. That doesn't mean rejoice sometimes. Not sometimes. It doesn't mean you don't have to rejoice when things don't look good. No, it means rejoice always. And even in the darkest hour of your days, rejoice in the Lord. It is the day that he's made. And to pray without ceasing, we'll get into all of that a little deeper next time, but to pray without ceasing, that doesn't mean you got to be on your knees 24/7, but symbolically, it means that you ought to be a person of worship. That word is proshuke in the Greek, and this is what it means, offer all that you are to God. It's what Jesus went away and done on the mountain all the time, to offer all you are to God. Be in that mode always, conversation and thinking, allowing him to move in your thoughts. And it says, in everything give thanks. Everything give thanks. Yes, that means that when you get in the line at the grocery store that looks like the shortest line and there's four other lines that are twice as long, and you look up 15 minutes later and the last person in one of those lines is already walking out to his car and you're still two out getting through the check. That means to rejoice and give thanks. That's what it means. In that situation, I can promise you this. We can get focused on what's going on around us and get mad about it, or we can give God thanks. We can rejoice always in the midst of that situation. We can be in a mode of praying without ceasing. And I promise you this, right there in your line, that line, in that store, whatever it is, God's going to say something. There's a reason why you're there, and there's something that he wants to dynamically change in that environment. So be a person of praise. Begin to praise. When we praise God, the dynamic power of our King begins to go to work in an outward way. It brings what's in here, this treasure in earthen vessels, brings what's in here out here, and it begins to change our environment. So, Lord, I thank you this morning for the dynamic power of who you are. I thank you, God, that it is your heart to change the dynamic of your people, Lord, to give us a new energy and life and power that would come through the gates of praise, Father. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. We praise you that you're in charge of our lives and our situations today. God, we thank you that there is nothing out there in the cosmos, in existence, anywhere that is above or beyond you, and that you rule and reign in and through our lives. God, that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray that you would bless us all this week, God, as we go through it, and be the reigning King of our lives. We love you, honor you, bless you, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo! Amen and amen. If you missed any part of this great lesson today, go back on Facebook and watch the entire program. Or you can go to therockchristianmusic.com and click on Hour of Power, click on Monday. Maybe you're driving down the road and you know you don't want to be watching it on Facebook, but you want to listen. So that's a place to do that. Again, we want to thank Grants Auction Realty for being our Facebook sponsor for so many years. From me, Neva, from Monica, and from Jason Wilhelm. Have a blessed day. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.